into some real deck training. And so we're going to start with the Aloe Vera 40X Concentrate tonight as the first product in this series. So Dave, why don't you tell us, I have a list of questions here prepared for us, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of aloe vera and how long has aloe vera been being used for, as you would say, a medicine or a medicinal or alternative medicinal purposes?
Well, I guess the answer to that is thousands of years. There is actually written history of aloe vera, which, by the way, is one of the most important herbs ever discovered on the African continent, where there are thousands of important herbs, at least hundreds of important herbs over the years that have played a role in human healing. And so aloe vera is perhaps the most important herb that came from the African continent, and it is now grown in over, obviously all over the world where aloe vera is possible. It isn't really grown in far northern or far southern environments, but anywhere in the moderate regions it is able to grow. And it was so valued in ancient medicine that Hippocrates, the father of medicine, actually called aloe vera the potted physician. And the name aloe vera in Latin means the bitter truth, and which is sort of ironic because it is bitter, but it absolutely is one of the true healing foods ever discovered throughout history.
Absolutely. So what makes aloe vera so unique?
Well, the reason why aloe vera is so unique is because aloe vera is different. Again, the reason it's unique is because it is unique, I guess. Aloe vera is different than every other food. And the reason why is because it contains important phytochemicals. These phytochemicals are called polysaccharides. And the polysaccharides that are in aloe vera are mucopolysaccharides. And mucopolysaccharides are perhaps one of the most healing of all polysaccharides. Now, there are certain doctors who recommend aloe vera, and the reason why is because it has a profound, synergistic effect with almost every other herb that exists in either Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. Aloe vera affects the blood and it affects the tissue in a positive way, increasing circulation and the uptake of other nutrients. So I would say that what makes aloe vera unique is that it has compounds that are not found in any other plant.
Could you go as far as saying that aloe vera is what would be called adaptogenic? Like, as we talk about our green foods are adaptogenic, or sometimes we talk about ginseng, like the white American ginseng is adaptogenic?
Well, I would have to check in the Chinese medicine journals to see if it is categorized as adaptogenic. But an adaptogenic herb is one that actually gets stronger in the body over time as opposed to weaker. I don't know if aloe vera gets stronger over time,
okay. But
I know that you can use it over extended period of times without adverse effects, and that is one of the characteristics of an adaptogenic herb. So, Amy, I'd say you're absolutely right that it does have adaptogenic characteristics.
Qualities, right. So maybe that's not the right word. I was just thinking of something that, again, like you said, you don't build up a tolerance to, or it's something that you can include in your diet on a daily basis.
And on that level, you're absolutely right. It is a food as opposed to, let's say, an herb in that regard.
Cool. Well, right on. Well, sorry for that tangent. I was thinking as you were talking.
This is good stuff. I think people, this is okay. And, it is also, important to note that aloe vera is among one of the most trusted herbs. There's very few people who question whether aloe vera is in fact healing,
Exactly. And I think that there's very few people, even in the mainstream, not necessarily when you're talking about aloe vera for internal use, but for external use, I think that even mainstream America knows the value of aloe vera,
One of the most well-accepted products in the world. And you just have to be able to tell the difference between, the qualities of aloe vera.
Exactly. Well, I remember, like, as a kid, my parents had, an aloe vera plant, and if my brother or I would cut ourselves, or if we would get a bug bite or something like that, my mom would cut off a leaf and, fillet it, cut it open, and then we would, you know, dab that gel, that thick, you know, jelly on our cut or our burn or our bites. And so, yeah, so I can imagine that there's lots of households around the country that are still doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And you have to be a little bit careful when you do that, because there's something in the aloe vera, the green portion of aloe vera gel actually irritates the skin. And so you have to be very careful to just take the gel from the very center of the leaf. If you do use the aloe vera at home, use the thickest leaves possible, and then cut a very thin slice off. In other words, instead of taking a whole leaf, just take like a razor-thin slice, and the bigger the leaf, the better, and it'll actually heal itself. So you could take right off of the end and just take a nice thick, a nice thin slice in the thickest part of the leaf, and you'll find that that's going to be the most healing. So be careful of the green portions of aloe vera gel. That actually irritates the skin. It's a compound called aloin, and aloin should not be in your aloe.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, let's get back to what you were talking about a little bit earlier about the polysaccharides, which are, I would say, like the feature phytochemical that's been identified in aloe vera. And how do you know that the aloe, because there are so many aloes out there at the health food store, even maybe in the grocery stores, there's all these aloe vera gels in the drugstores and the markets. How do you know that the aloe vera that you're getting contains polysaccharides?
Well, the thing is that aloe vera, by law, if you have aloe vera, you can call it 100% pure. 100% pure aloe vera is actually 0.5%. Now check this out, Amy. 0.5% polysaccharides. If you are out there and you're buying a product that says 100% aloe vera, you are getting a product that is 99.5% water, and that's assuming they haven't added any fruit juice, which they almost always do,
right.
And some flavoring and preservatives and other things. So, I guess the answer is you usually don't know whether or not your aloe vera has very many polysaccharides, because even 100% pure aloe vera is only 0.5% polysaccharides.
Wow. Well, I remember I used to work at a health food store long years ago, and they would have these big old gallon jugs, these huge jugs. Like, the aloe vera shelf took up like a huge section of the store, which I thought was crazy for a small store. And now that you're saying that, basically those jugs were almost just like gallons of water that, you know, were being charged lots of money for.
And you know what's crazy, Amy, is that a lot of the shipping charges of shipping water and the fuel that it takes to ship it on these trucks, and, you know, there's a lot of money and destruction to the environment in the long run that actually that leads to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not to mention me having to carry the boxes and stock them on the shelves.
And then there's that. Exactly.
Right.
To carry home.
Which was exactly, quite a bit of work for a 16-year-old. So tell us, why do we call our aloe vera 40X aloe vera? Well, what is the difference in those ones? You're not going to, if anyone's seen our product, it's in a 4-ounce bottle. It's not in a gallon-sized container.
Yeah, it is a 4-ounce bottle, and that 4-ounce bottle is as potent as the gallon container. You see, our 40X means that it is 40 times more potent than 100% pure aloe vera. So instead of being 0.5% polysaccharide, ours is estimated to be 20% polysaccharides, which is 40 times more potent than the aloe that you typically find at the health food store.
Wow. So basically it means you're just not paying to transport around all that water, and everyone has water at home. You can just add it to your own water or your own fruit juice, right?
Absolutely. And so if you do, if you do like I do, I just squirt it directly into my mouth and I roll it around in my mouth, and it really helps heal my gums. And it helps, you know, heal any, and it alkalizes the mouth. It takes away acids. It helps fight plaque. It helps fight cavities. It takes away bad breath. You gargle with it. It takes away your sore throat. So I just like to put it straight into my mouth, and I let my saliva mix with it, and just swish it all throughout my mouth, and it leaves such an amazing astringent feeling in your mouth. I think that you would love it if you tried it that way.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to do that. I typically, we'll talk about what I mix mine with a little bit later on in the call. I don't want to jump ahead. But why don't we talk a little bit, or why don't you tell us what some of the benefits of using aloe vera in general may be?
Well, in general, I think a lot of people know that aloe vera is good for joint pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't know, I guess, is that there are five specific polysaccharide or mucopolysaccharide weights. So every polysaccharide has a different molecular weight, and some of them are heavy and some of them are very light. Well, in aloe vera, there are five unique chains of polysaccharides or mucopolysaccharides, and each one of them has a different and profound effect on the body. One chain of polysaccharides is responsible for aloe vera's purported relief from arthritis and joint pain. And we know that that's one of the reasons that a lot of people take the aloe vera, is to relieve arthritic joint pain.
Right.
Another one of the polysaccharide or mucopolysaccharide weights or molecular weights actually helps in an antiviral sense. It helps the body to identify and to stop the viral replication, which is really, really important, that it interrupts viral replication. Another one of the lengths of polysaccharides is phenomenal for diabetes. It's stabilizing the blood glucose and helping regulate the use of insulin, which is really, really important in today's world.
Absolutely.
Still another length of the polysaccharide chain is phenomenal for the skin. It increases basal keratinocyte activity, or it makes new, fresh, young-looking skin. It heals skin like nothing else out there. It has a profound effect on the way your body manufactures skin cells, and it helps make really beautiful skin cells. And so aloe vera has those four lengths of polysaccharides that help joint pain, diabetes, skin, and have antiviral properties. And perhaps most importantly, the final length or the final chain of polysaccharides, the molecular weight that we haven't mentioned yet, is that one that is helps the body fight cancer. And so you've got amazing, I mean, how many foods could say that they help with arthritis, which afflicts a lot of Americans, helps with diabetes, which afflicts a lot of Americans, helps with viruses, which afflicts all Americans, helps with cancer that afflicts so many Americans, and also is responsible for making your skin beautiful.
Wow.
So it definitely is it's a full load, aloe vera is. It does more for the body than almost any other food you could imagine.
I'd say that it would definitely be okay to call this a superfood.
It absolutely is. And remember, Amy, what we're trying to do is we're trying to let people know that out of the 10,000 edible species of plants on Earth, that there are about 50 that rise above all others, the top 0.005%. of 10,000 edible species of plants are superfoods. They contain more in them to heal your body than any one of hundreds of others all combined. And when you can take these foods, even in small amounts, they have an amazing effect on the body. And so, obviously aloe is one of those. But there's more. But we could talk about that. I think you have another question that might direct me to some of the other some more that we could talk about as far as the benefits of aloe vera. So let's get back to your question list. I know that we'll get there eventually.
Well, is there anything else that's, or is our aloe vera 40X special in any other way? Are there any clinical or published studies, or can we talk about, you know, maybe any other uses for the aloe?
Well, there are some very, very unique things about the aloe that people should know about. There was a clinical study that showed that when you use the aloe vera 40X, that the nutrients that your body has, and Amy, this is really, really phenomenal, the nutrients that your body has in your blood, what's called in your blood serum, mm-hmm. contain antioxidants, and antioxidants help defend your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you take a food with an antioxidant into your body, Amy, it has a certain, dwell time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, let's say you take spirulina in your body, and it has all those carotenoids, just amazing 10,000 international units of beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, and then you take rice bran solubles, and it's loaded with the tocopherols, the tocotrienols, the trienols, all the vitamin E equivalents. And then you take our C from nature, and you're getting all this amazing natural food source of vitamin C. And then when you look at the research, you see that those antioxidants will reside in the blood for about 2 to 3 hours before they're sort of flushed out, right,
okay.
by metabolic processes. Well, when you take aloe vera 40X, those fat-soluble antioxidants that we just mentioned reside in the blood for 200 to 300% longer, which means instead of 2 to 3 hours, it could be 6 to 9 hours.
Wow. That means
you just tripled the value of every nutrient that you're taking.
That is amazing. Because, that is amazing. So it's basically like potentizing, I don't know if that would be the right word, but elongating for sure the effectiveness of
it's definitely prolonging the effectiveness. You're absolutely right.
Wow. Well, that is amazing.
One of the other things that is really sort of clinically verified with aloe vera X, is that when you take aloe vera 40X, well, this is a fancy word, it's called basal carotenocyte activity. Now I'll explain it. The basal carotenocyte activity is that activity that causes skin cells to rise from the basal level up into the epidermal level. In other words, you have old, tired-looking skin at the upper level, and you have young baby skin underneath. And people always try to exfoliate to take away the old, tired cells that are on top and reveal those young baby cells, right?
Right.
Well, the amazing thing about aloe vera 40X is it increases the rate at which the old cells go away and the new cells replace them, again, by 200 to 300%, which means instead of taking 33 days of basically looking tired, and getting tired, the top skin cells will come and go every 12 to 14 days instead of every 30 to 35 days, which means that you constantly have younger, fresher, more lively, vibrant skin. And that is noticeable literally within a week of taking this product.
Wow. Well, that is something that all women want. We spend lots of money on our exfoliators, our special scrubs. In fact, Platinum has an awesome one called the Muscadine Facial Scrub. But that's something that my esthetician says all the time: you exfoliate. And so to get that younger, fresher, new skin cells up to the top. So that's amazing if this is actually doing that from the inside out, basically, is what I think you're saying. It's making the skin cells reproduce much, much faster.
Exactly. The coolest thing is that our aloe vera is one of the few aloe veras on the market that is grown organically and has a very unique method of harvesting. It's an ethical harvesting whereby they take the fattest leaves only from the bottom of the plant, and then they basically are able to completely suspend, perpetuate the growth of these plants.
Right, they're not just taking all the fresh growth and killing all the plants. It's a very agriculturally friendly method.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And is the aloe grown domestically, or is it grown out of the country?
It's actually grown in the Caribbean, and it's grown in Barbados.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Now, there's a lot of different varieties of aloe vera on the market, and but most of the time you're just going to see aloe vera on a label. Is there something that we need to be looking for, a particular variety of aloe vera that we need to be looking for?
You know, there's 200 different varieties of aloe vera, and you're absolutely right. Not all aloe vera is created equal. What you really want to get is you want to get what's called aloe vera barbadosis. I'll try to spell it for you because I didn't pronounce it right. It's Barbadensis. Barbadensis Miller. So the only real aloe vera that's been studied that has these pharmaceutical effects is again called Aloe Barbadensis Miller. And all of the others have a far limited and far less therapeutic effect, and some have no content of polysaccharides at all.
Wow. So, and what is a variety that is used in the aloe vera 40X?
That is the exact variety of aloe vera that's used in aloe vera 40X.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Just wanted to confirm. well, let's talk about dosage or how you would recommend taking aloe vera. And my favorite way to take and to use the aloe vera is to mix it with one of our other favorite products, the cherry juice, because it mixes in. The cherry tastes so nice. It just mixes right in, and you can't even taste that it's there. So. Could you tell us a little bit why that it's so good to actually mix it with the cherry juice? We used to say just for the taste, but then there actually was some studies that came out that talked about that as well, or highlighted that as well.
Well, the thing is that it was really amazing because it was right in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we're going on and we're recommending that people use the aloe vera and the cherry. And then the reason why it became so profound is because first you have to understand that there's an antioxidant in tart cherry called melatonin, okay? And melatonin most people think about as being that compound that comes from the brain, that helps balance circadian rhythms, that allows the body to go into deep therapeutic sleep. The type of sleep is when we reverse the anti-aging process because so much repairing goes on, and so much the deep sleep is when our bodies really rejuvenate and we really feel like we are well rested. And so everybody obviously really values that about melatonin. However, something more important perhaps came out about melatonin, and I want to sort of describe it to you. There was research that showed that women who have a normal to elevated level of melatonin in their blood, that have an above normal and elevated level of melatonin in their blood serum, are very unlikely to get breast cancer.
How?
And that same study showed that women who have a suppressed or reduced level of melatonin in their blood serum are far more likely to develop breast cancer over their lifetime. Now, that's one side of the story. And what happened was there was a laboratory in Milan, Italy, that did some clinical studies, and they showed that when aloe vera and melatonin are used simultaneously, when you use melatonin and aloe vera in the same combination, then the blood serum the level of melatonin remains in the blood serum for much longer, and the protective effect is far greater. So remember we said that aloe vera helps suspend antioxidants in the blood?
Right. Well, again, melatonin being an antioxidant.
Exactly. So this antioxidant that when it's in the blood and when it's elevated in the blood helps really defend you against cancer. And it just so happens that the tart cherry is loaded with melatonin and the aloe vera helps suspend it in the blood. What could be better than that? You're delivering the phytochemical you need. You're guaranteeing it gets suspended in the blood. And you match that up with the study that shows when it is suspended in the blood, you greatly reduce your risk of breast cancer. I think, you know, if you go by where there's smoke, there's fire, this is a really, really good combination.
Absolutely, definitely. So it was kind of like an intuitive thing that you started recommending that people take those together, and then it turned out that that was a really nice piece of a backup evidence, you know, to go along with that intuition. So that was
well,
really
it started
cool.
out because aloe vera is so phenomenal for stabilizing blood glucose, and because tart cherry is a fruit concentrate,
mm-hmm.
it is a fruit syrup, which
right.
means it does have sugars in it. And so I thought, what a beautiful thing. It makes the aloe vera with the cherry. It helps, you know, dramatically reduce the impact of the sugars on the blood, and it's just a perfect combination. You take them before you go to bed. It helps you go to sleep. It beautifies your skin while you're sleeping. You wake up with that deep sleep and that refreshed skin. It was a natural combination, as you said, instinctively, and all of a sudden, clinically, it proved to be the perfect combination. And that's a beautiful thing when that happens. And
that is a beautiful thing when that happens.
Isn't it funny how often that's happened to us, Amy, over the years?
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we talk about how much aloe vera you're supposed to be using on a daily basis?
Well, we recommend between 1 and 2 teaspoons. I personally take probably 2 to 3 teaspoons a day, but the bottom line is that ours is very, very potent, and, you know, 1, 2, or 3 teaspoons, depending upon your size and your need, is really going to be plenty. But there's so many other uses for it that we should probably talk about as well.
Awesome. Well, one of the other uses, you know, is direct topical application on the skin. Like if you're battling acne, or you just want to use it as an astringent after you, say, clean your face, just put a couple drops on a cotton ball and just swab it over your face, and it makes an amazing astringent. I do it like that often. It's just great. You can apply just a dab directly to a pimple or a bump, and wow, it really speeds the healing process. Also, a cut or a burn or a scrape, again, you can just apply topically just a bit, and it really, really speeds that healing process along.
And I don't think we talked about how amazing it is as a gastrointestinal distress reliever. I mean, I think it's better than Tums. I also want to remind people that it's phenomenal for ulcers and digestion. If you need enzymes, digestive enzymes, combine this with our enzyme advantage, and your digestion is going to be greatly removed. It reduces gas and bloating, and so those are a couple internal uses that we had forgot to mention. What are some of your other favorite uses that you recommend for the aloe vera, Amy?
Well, we're talking about digestive, but ulcers aren't there with the digestive tract, but they aren't really digestive. Like as we were talking about abrasions and cuts and things like that, externally, aloe vera helps heal the same internally. So if you have an ulcer or hiatal hernia, it's amazing. It's amazing healer for that kind of thing as well.
What's that, Amy?
I said I was talking about if you have an abrasion cut on the outside, it's an amazing healer. But if you have an ulcer or you have lesions or something on the inside of your body, the aloe vera is an amazing healer on the inside as well.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
Also, like you'd mentioned before, the diabetes, the blood sugar control, also immune enhancement is a big thing that the aloe vera is great for.
Yeah, in fact, the bottom line is that as an immune enhancer, aloe vera has been studied. It is one of the key ingredients in our ImmunoMax, the product
mm-hmm.
that we developed. Because there are independent studies that show that aloe vera 200X, remember our aloe vera is called 40X, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the aloe vera 200X is actually made from our aloe vera 40X. They just keep removing water and keep removing water until you have removed, because it's 0.5%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you remove all the water, it's 200 times more potent than pure. 200 times 0.5 is 100, right?
Right.
And so the aloe vera 200X is actually in our ImmunoMax, and there are independent studies from Japanese universities that show that aloe vera 40X is one of the most effective, 200X is one of the most effective compounds that actually works against powerful viruses like AIDS.
Wow. That's amazing. That's great. So basically, it kind of sounds like what we're saying is that there's so many widespread uses for aloe vera that this is something that everyone really should have in their refrigerator. Everyone should have, like, in their medicine chest, almost, per se. Would you say that?
I don't think that there's – I agree. Remember, you know, if you have a scratchy throat and you just gargle with this, it's amazing. If you have a scrape – and you do that, but you failed to mention one of my favorite things. If you get ingrown hairs or if you get razor burn after you've shaved, nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than to splash some aloe vera 40X. No aftershave, no astringent, none of these things that you know, creams could compare to the way that this stuff heals, really heals and closes up, you know, any of the nicks and bruises, and there'll be no ingrown hairs and no acne.
Also, you can swish it around diluted in your mouth as a mouthwash if you have gingivitis or gum disease or lesions in your mouth.
You could also mix it with your green food. It tastes great. You can mix it with your cherry. So it is versatile with any of the, you know, many of the other drinks that you make. Don't mix it with a fiber. Definitely do not want to mix it with fiber.
Okay, so don't mix it with like a daily fiber blend or something like that.
Exactly.
Or don't even put it in a smoothie where you're going to have a bunch of other things.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Did you have any other questions prepared, or should we open up the lines? Maybe you could let folks know about a couple of the exciting things that we have going on. I hate to say them myself, but I will. We were lucky enough to be on Martha Stewart Living when we were in New York. That was a national broadcast. We also are on a local television show called The New Yorkers, which is being shown in a few East Coast cities, and we had a nice response to that. We also were lucky enough to be invited on to two or three television shows coming up here in South Carolina. Do you have the list of those? Would you like to let folks know a little bit about that?
Yeah, I sure do. Actually, you're going to be very, very busy tomorrow. You're going to be with the ABC affiliate in Greenville. It's called the Peggy Denny Show. That is going to be happening in South Carolina. Also with Carol Goldsmith, who's actually, the NBC affiliate, and going to be doing... going to be going to the ABC affiliate as well. So it looks like you're going to be on several of the networks there in South Carolina, as well as going in and filming a segment for one of the Christian networks there in South Carolina. But honestly, I cannot find that information right at this moment.
Well, that's okay. Well, we do. So we have three television shows lined up. While we're in South Carolina, we will have two live events, one on Thursday evening and one on Saturday. And as I said, we've got events. There'll be a lot more media to come, I guarantee it. We've got a lot of attention about the book and the subjects that we're educating people about. And so we definitely have a lot of exciting things going on. So let folks know, share the excitement. And again, tell them how they could re-listen to this call if they want to, or they could share this information. And then I'd like to open up the phone lines and see if anybody has any comments or questions.
Sure. If you would like to listen to this information again, it will be available in the back office starting tomorrow. It should be up on the website as well starting tomorrow. And for some reason, my little emails that have been going out lately with they don't have the replay line listed, but let me find one. it'll also be available on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. Again, this will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow for 1 week by calling 212-461-8911. 8911, or we will be emailing you out a web link with the conference call linked in there. So if you'd like to forward it on to friends or family members, you are welcome to do that. They can just click right on that, and it'll open up on your media player and play it right there on your computer for you. So we try to make it as easy as possible to re-access this information. So let me go ahead and open up the lines, and if we have any questions about aloe vera or about anything, please feel free to ask. Hi.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions tonight?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello. Yes, my name is Russ. Last week I wasn't able to get on the call, but I did listen to the replay of the minerals. I wanted to know when you're going to be getting that out, and if you were going to have that gentleman back on again, because I have a few questions for him.
Well, actually, the minerals, we will be shipping the minerals out by Friday, perhaps tomorrow. We just got the labels in stock. We're labeling some bottles. So you're feel free to call in customer service, place your order, and they will be shipping out at the end of this week.
Okay. Now, what do you think of taking, say, the minerals, since you're talking about the aloe vera juice and the cherry, the minerals, the aloe vera juice, and the cherry?
I think that would be fantastic.
Oh,
that's something that I plan on doing for sure. Any other questions out there?
Yes, I would like to know, does aloe vera clean up the arteries or not?
Aloe vera is excellent for helping your body to chelate plaque. It doesn't in and of itself do it, but it supports the body in controlling and eliminating built-up plaque. So, yes,
good.
It is beneficial.
Thank you.
Your aloe vera used to have on the label that it had, it was either sodium benzoate or potassium sorbate as a preservative, and now it doesn't say so on the label. So is it no longer there, or is it just missing from the label?
I know that we have the lowest level. In other words, here's the story. It's a very good question. I want everybody to pay attention, because this is one of the reasons why we were enamored with aloe vera 40X. By law, you must put a preservative in aloe vera. If you don't, it could build up a bacteria that could be very, very harmful. And so the reason why is because a mucopolysaccharide is a form of glucose, or it's basically a food that bacteria might feed on. And so the law is...
Hello?
The law is that you must...
Hello?
Please wait. The law is that you must use one half or of 1% of the volume of a preservative in aloe vera. Now, we guarantee that we never use binders, fillers, excipients, or preservatives unless they are required by law. We cannot avoid it. So with our aloe vera, there is a potassium sorbate, I believe it is, preservative that is used in one half of 1%. And because a serving is 1 teaspoon, then one half of 1% of 1 teaspoon is considered an insignificant or immeasurable amount. So it's not measurable within the aloe vera. Now, put that in perspective, and let's say that you're taking an aloe vera where you need 4 to 8 ounces. Well, 4 to 8 ounces is a significant amount of liquid, and one half of 1% of 4 to 8 ounces is definitely a measurable and significant amount. And so that's the answer, is that we definitely do have the required legal minimum preservative in there, but because ours is concentrated 40 times stronger than the competitors, we have 40 times less of that additive. And I hope that answers your question.
And with the next reprint of the labels, all that will be fully on there. I'm not sure which version of the label that you have, but with the next version, all that information will be on there.
Chances are, if you have bought one recently, or if you're about to receive one, you might see the change on the label. So, great. So, are there any other questions out there?
Yeah, I'm calling in.
Yes.
Because I listen to your show a lot, and I have a friend who also really listens to your show, and I just wanted to say that it sounds like...
Oh, there's a guy in the can. Get him.
What's that now? I'm sorry. Somebody was talking over you.
I said,
this one.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I called in him.
Could we please have people not talking on the phone, please?
And then we didn't know.
We can hear you.
If you could hit star 6 to mute out your noise, that would be wonderful.
Unless you're trying to talk. But whoever's trying to say something, please just talk louder so we can hear you. I'm sorry. A gentleman clearly doesn't realize we can hear him talking in the background.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the phone.
Great.
Okay.
Go ahead, Miss.
So I just wanted to say that it sounds like stories of the couples are really in love.
That's cool.
On the line. And
I took out again.
What?
I'm sorry. I know that it's distracting, but go ahead with your comment.
Oh, I just wanted to say that it sounds like, it really seems like some of the talks you guys have among the couples there they're really in love.
There is definitely a lot of love between everybody who works there, between Amy and I, and we're glad that it comes through on the call. And we definitely have a lot of love for all of our members as well. So thank you for that comment. Does anybody else have something they'd like to share with us?
Would it be good for canker sores?
Very good for canker sores.
Very, very good for canker sores.
To swish around in the mouth, or to put on, or to use full strength, or use diluted, or how would one use it?
Full strength is what I would recommend for sure.
Hello?
I would recommend using it full strength and just swishing it around the mouth and holding it for as long as you can.
I hope you guys stay together.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, it's Victor. How you doing?
Hey, Victor, how are you?
You're pretty good. Yeah, I have a question regarding about someone who retains water, especially after giving birth. Now they're retaining a lot of water. They don't know what to recommend.
I would recommend actually using something like the green Kamut blend 2 to 3 times a day. It is mildly, very mildly diuretic because it helps balance cell salts. So it will actually allow the body to regulate intra and extracellular fluid when used in conjunction with the master amino acids. So if you use the master amino acids and the green drink and you have 2 to 3 of the green drinks a day, I think you're going to find that your body will rehydrate quicker and you will get rid of retained water much easier.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Is it all right to take green juice and put in the aloe? You wouldn't put the cherry in the green drink, would you?
No. You don't want to do that, but I think it is okay. What do you think, Dave, to mix, to put your teaspoon of aloe vera in with your green drink?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. They're both alkaline, as you said, and they're both enzymatic, so they're definitely compatible.
Put Kamut, ginseng, spirulina, and all those things in that green drink.
You could put Kamut, ginseng, spirulina, the minerals, the aloe vera. You could put those things all in safely, yes, but not the cherry.
Thank you.
Was the bull giant? And why do you say not to use it with fiber?
Because fiber absorbs things and holds on to them like a sponge, and it guides them out of the body. And we want these things to be absorbed by the body. Do you understand?
Dave, I'm Mary.
Yes.
How many times a day can I have the cherry juice?
Well, I recommend that you have about an ounce a day, and you could take it, a tablespoon in the middle of the day and a tablespoon at night, or you could have it all before you go to bed. It isn't how many times you take it, it's how much you take, and we recommend an ounce a day.
Because I know it's very, very good for pain.
It's very good for pain.
Yes, yes.
very good for pain.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Yeah, there's a question I have. This is Kevin in Maine.
Sure.
I've heard of some powdered forms of aloe vera being like 100 to 1, 200 to 1. Is this the most potent you can have it in a liquid, or is there a more potent?
It is as potent as it could be concentrated into a liquid. You're absolutely right. And as a liquid, it enters the body really more effectively than a powder in a capsule would.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
What's your question?
Hi. This is Pure Planet?
No, this is
Organic by Nature with the parent company, and this is Platinum Health Products. What's your question?
Oh, yeah, hi. Oh, my question was the battle plan that you have. Do you have one for the arthritis?
We don't necessarily have an arthritis battle plan, but I guarantee you that the green foods, the cherry, and the aloe are phenomenal. And then we have a product called Joint Flex, which is exactly built for the joints and ligaments and the tendons. And so the aloe, the cherry, and the green foods are all really good for arthritis. And then to help address the underlying problem, again, we have our Joint Flex product.
One more question. The aloe, did you say something about it's good for your gum? They think you say you use it in your mouth or something. Is it good for the gum? Because I sort of have a little bleeding gum.
It would be very good for bleeding gums to swish it around in your mouth, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay, sure.
I just thought of it. My internist, she comes from Russia, and she said in Russia they used to use aloe vera in injectable form.
Oh.
And she was looking for it here in the United States, and she couldn't find it. So I said, gee, I should ask her on the conference call and see if they could secure that for her.
Ooh.
Is it possible?
That I know nothing about.
No, we're not doing intravenous aloe vera just yet. But
right.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Any other questions tonight?
Is it all right to put rice solubles and activated barley in foods like soup or something?
Well, I wouldn't put them into hot things, but anything that's room temperature, sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Or even slightly warm, but nothing hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dave, I'm Mary again. I tune in a little late. Will the mineral be ready this week or next week?
We'll start shipping Friday.
Yes, you can call and place your order tomorrow.
I certainly shall.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and one more thing. What about vitamin C?
We have our C from Nature, which is the best vitamin C you'll ever find.
Okay, you have it.
We do. It's called C from Nature.
Okay, I'll call.
Great.
Is it better
Thank
than
so
amla
much.
C?
It's got the amla in it. It's amla, acerola, kamu.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a really good combination. Any other questions out there tonight?
What's recommended for vision?
For vision?
Yes.
We always start by opening our eyes. And that is the number one thing.
Well,
we do have a glaucoma battle plan, and the glaucoma battle plan also deals with chronic macular degeneration, and there's an eye chart on there that strengthens the eyes, and we give a list of recommendations on foods that you should eat, foods you should avoid, herbs that you could take, supplements that you could take, and if you have a problem with your eyes, please recommend. It's absolutely free. We call it the glaucoma battle plan, but there's advice in there for all different types of eye disorders. So, but the main thing we'd like to recommend for your eyes is, again, the heart aid is dramatically increases circulation, which really helps the eyes. And then the spirulina is the highest source of beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, lutein, zeaxanthin. Those are all phenomenal for helping the eyes as well. So the number one probably supplement you could take for your eyes is spirulina. And then if you add the heart aid, it dramatically increases the circulation And those two things are vitally important. And remember that the spirulina also has the GLA, like evening primrose oil does, which is also very good for your eyes.
Yes.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes, if that is good for circulation, we have swelling in the ankles and the feet, like a lot of elderly people do.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be well to take that Heart Aid?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being on the call with us tonight. Unless there's any other... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I have another question out there?
I have another question.
Okay.
You said you have a plan for glaucoma. What exactly is glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma is a condition that affects the eyes, and it sort of stops you from being able to have peripheral vision. Like, you could see straight ahead okay, but to see left and right is sort of difficult.
Oh, okay. Okay, Dave?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
What's the amount of aloe vera can be taken for a day, within the span of a day?
You know, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I go through a bottle a week when I'm really feeling run down. We say on the label 1 to 2 teaspoons, but I take up to 5 to 6 teaspoons a day at times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, well, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you, Dave, for being with us and for all the awesome information that you shared with us tonight. And I wanted to remind everybody, if you like the information, you want to listen to it again, you can access it via the replay line by calling area code 212-461-8911. Again, the call will be posted in the back office as well as on the Internet, and we will be emailing you out a web link if we have your email address on file. So, again, thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week and everyone stays warm. And if you're in South Carolina, we really hope to meet you at one of the two events this weekend.
I wanted to say thank you also to everybody. Thank you, Amy, for helping to moderate the call tonight, and thanks everybody who was listening in tonight. I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Hope that you are going to be with the one you love tonight, and we will look forward to having you all with us again next Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Great. Well, thanks everybody, and bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. We'll
thank you so
bye-bye.
Much.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Reno headquarters of the Nevada Highway Patrol, just past midnight.